In this bulletin, calls for a national response to the bushfire crisis. A senior Liberal MP has hit out at Scott Morrison over his bushfire response. And in cricket, both Australia and New Zealand delay naming their team for the third match in the Test series. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has called again for a national response to the bushfire crisis. He says Australia has had natural disasters in the past, but has never had people on beaches waiting to be evacuated by the Defence Force. He says the current situation is unprecedented.
This is not business as usual, and it requires national leadership and a national response. This is a national emergency, and it's important that the response be appropriate to the scale of this emergency.
Mr. Albanese says the scale of what's occurring at the moment requires Australia's national assets to be used. And a state of disaster continues across the state of Victoria, with Premier Daniel Andrews urging people in threatened communities to leave. He says that resources are not available to protect all communities in the path of the fire, and that the state disaster will give the government powers to force people to evacuate if they are in harm's way.
If you can leave, you must leave. If you don't, we simply cannot guarantee your safety. Others may be put into harm's way trying to protect you. And you may well find yourself isolated and cut off for an extended period of time following fire activity that will almost certainly occur tomorrow, Saturday, and potentially into Sunday.
The Victorian Minister for Police, Lisa Neville, acknowledges that the state of disaster gives the government more power than they have had before, but says it has only been enacted to ensure the community stays safe. She says the fires are projected to put communities at risk and wants to ensure people are as safe as possible. Liberal MP Andrew Constance has hit out at the Prime Minister in an interview on Seven Sunrise Morning Show. Mr. Constance is the Minister for Transport and Roads and a member for Bega. He has been on the south coast as the fires unfolded and says he experienced firsthand the suffering that so many Australians are feeling. He says he understands the feeling of the people from Cobargo who heckled the Prime Minister, saying they probably gave him the welcome that he deserved.
You know, I say this to the Prime Minister today. The nation wants you to open up the chequebooks, obviously help people rebuild their lives. I know this is tough and I know I'm on his side of politics, but, you know, Gladys and Shane Fitzsimmons came here 2 days ago and they obviously visited the fire-affected part of my electorate in the north. Glad's going to come back, but, you know, this is the feeling that people are going through, and I really need everybody to rally together to just support each other.
A state of emergency and a two-day statewide fire ban comes into effect in New South Wales today. It's anticipated that heat will exceed 40 degrees tomorrow and wind speeds will reach 60 kilometres per hour. The Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the number of people unaccounted for in the fires has risen from 17 to 28. He says authorities are very concerned about their well-being and is reiterating his call for everyone in the fire impact zone to leave. Mr. Andrews says the Mallacoota evacuation is going according to plan and some people will be leaving the area today.
But of course we have grave fears for the safety and well-being of those 28 people who cannot be located. Having said that though, these numbers will move around. A number of people who were part of the original 17 were located yesterday. There's been some other people who we've not even been able to necessarily determine as being missing who have never made it onto a list, but have become known to family and friends only very recently.
Moving to cricket now, and New Zealand has been forced to rush debutant Glenn Phillips in for skipper Kane Williamson, one of five changes to the side taking on Australia in the third test at the SCG. Williamson and batsman Henry Nicholls are both ruled out with illness. Off-spinner Mitchell Satner has been ruled out with a virus, while Tim Southey won't play due to workload concerns. The absences compound the loss of Trent Bolt, who suffered a broken hand in the match at the MCG. A look now at the weather for the rest of today. A possible shower in Perth, 23. Very hot in Adelaide and 42. Hazy weather for Melbourne, 35. It's partly cloudy in Hobart, 24 degrees. Smoke haze for Canberra, 39. It's also partly cloudy in Wollongong, 26. Much the same for Sydney, 28. It's sunny in Newcastle and 30. It's partly cloudy in Brisbane, 31. Possible showers, 32 in Cairns and 35. Partly cloudy for Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.